Blog Talk Radio.
Child,
than to be called your son. I have no other desire. And that is the bottom line. Hallelujah. It's another time of fellowship, and we thank God for you. You have tuned in to the Warfare Hour, and we thank God that you are here. For if it were not God's heart, and if it were not God's loving kindness pointing toward you, and you coming to us to fellowship with us, there'd be no reason. So we thank God that he has given us the reason to keep going, which is you, every single weekend, coming with us to fellowship with us to hear what the word of the Lord is for that week, that God has shared with us, that we might share with you. We thank God for you. You have joined the Warfare Hour with Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, Prophet Corey Braddock, and Prophet Matthew Barnes. We thank God for you being here. We thank God for you being here. We thank God for the kingdom builders and kingdom daughters. We thank God for Prophet Teresa, Evangelist Hannah, Minister Tammy. We thank God for all of them, for the intercessors who continue on the wall with us, that we might continue on the wall with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you. We thank God for the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries, where Pastor is Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. Hallelujah. We thank you for the living. We thank God for the Living Way Christian Center and Apostle Leonard Emmons, that wonderfully great man of God who continues to afford us the opportunity to give us a place to broadcast our signal that we might share what the Lord has placed on our hearts. That's 235 West 40th Avenue in the great city of glory that we call Gary, Indiana. We thank God for you. We thank God for our family at the Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. We thank God for you listening every week. We thank God for you listening every week as we continue to go forth in support and in intercession with us. Listen close. We are simply here to say that we are warriors for Christ, and we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that because we believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe that because we believe that if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge the Father, he will lead, he will guide, and he will direct our path. We believe that. We believe that. We don't say it because it sounds cute. We truly, truly believe that. We walk that thing out because we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that because we walk by faith and not by sight. We believe that because we believe that we have been justified by faith. And we believe that the righteousness of God, which is Jesus Christ, dwells on the inside of us. We believe that we walk in the spirit of prophecy because every day we live the testimony of Jesus Christ. We are warriors for Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us the tools, for granting us and giving us the tools that we need to defeat every foe that comes at us. Yes, some battles are harder, stronger, and longer than others, but that's all right because failure is not an option. And because you stay undefeated, we are undefeated. We thank you that we are constantly victorious because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We thank you that this world system is not the system that we follow, but we follow the law of God, the fruit of the Spirit. We follow, we walk in the fruit of the Spirit because there is no law against the fruit of the Spirit. No law that can touch it, because the only law that abides the fruit of the Spirit is the law of God. And we thank God for God. We thank God for Jesus Christ because without him there is no salvation. Without his death, burial, and resurrection, there is, without his shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We thank God for all of you who have joined us on this week. We thank God for you, and we continue to pray with you and pray for you as we know that you continue to pray with us and for us. Before we go any further, we're gonna move out the way so that the men of God can speak and greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Greetings. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is Prophet Matthew Barnes. I'm delighted and elated to be with you this evening. Thank God for my brothers in the ministry. I thank God for my father and my brother. I thank God for men, strong men, that hold you accountable, that pray for you, and that continue to show up, that are faithful to pray for you, to lay hands on you. I thank God for these men. In this hour of my life, I thank God for men, and I don't discount the women. I thank God for my mothers, my aunts, my mothers in the ministry. I thank God for you all. But how dear are the me that would stand for righteousness, that would stand for holiness, godliness, that will live a sanctified and separated life, but still understanding that they are earthly good, pertaining to being fathers to their children, being husbands to their wives, good husbands, godly husbands, being men that are fruitful and abounding every day, one step at a time. So tonight I'm excited about the word of the Lord tonight. There are many, many topics, many scriptures, but I'm just excited to be in the number tonight. This is the last meeting we will have pertaining to the natural order or calendar, but the Hebraic year we have already crossed over in the month of October. We already know that, but I am elated to be here with these mighty men of God, these mighty men of valor. And tonight I pray that the word is very precious, that going into this new year or this new season, this new realm, this new dimension, that the tools and weapons that are released or the wisdom and information that is given tonight that you can apply and demonstrate into your lives. That is the most important thing. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding. And so we pray for wisdom tonight. We pray for understanding and clarity that comes forth, that we are able to be on one accord, that we hear from heaven, that he heals our land, that he forgives our sins.
Hallelujah.
Because we have turned from our wicked ways, because we know that we are called first by his name. He said, if my people, it denotes that we are his people. And if we are his people, we should know that we are called by his name.
Yeah.
So tonight, in knowing that you are called by his name and that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture, we will find out where we will be grazing this evening. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen. Amen. Apostle?
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. It's wonderful to be here another evening on the podcast here at the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International and the Living Way Christian Center, but also during the Warfare Hour. We're going to ask that you, we thank you for being with us once more and again and for putting your time and continuing to come and to hear what God has given us. And we pray that we always be a blessing to you. We're going to ask that you would do as we always do, prepare yourself to receive the word. So if you would, repeat after me, open down mine eyes.
Open down mine eyes.
That I may behold.
That I may behold.
The wondrous things.
Wondrous things.
Out of thy law.
Out of thy law.
Psalms 119 and verse 18 basically said, Lord, please let me understand what it is I'm going to hear, what it is I'm going to be participating in. Give me revelation in it, O God. And let me be able to dwell with you and you with me. Sup with you and you with me. Eat with you and you with me. We already have given our accolades to those that we truly love, that have allowed us this opportunity. And we're going to turn it over and allow Prophet Tory. We're going to be going forth in prayer, but I want to begin with the prayer and then turn it over to Prophet Tory. Amen. of says,
Amen.
For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. On last week, we talked about very controversial subjects concerning the Christmas day, and we pray that all that received it, and so we have something else that God has given us on today, and we're going to turn it over to the man of God right now, and we pray that we are a blessing to you as we close out this calendar year, this Julian calendar year, and as we finish off the first quarter of our Jewish calendar year, and prepare ourselves to plummet into the calendar year of 2013 and to go into a new season of the Jewish calendar year of 5773. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I guess that's quite apropos considering the first scripture that the Lord has placed on my heart. And that would be Isaiah 43 and 19. Isaiah 43, 43rd chapter and verse 19. I thank God that he placed that on my heart.
Oh, man of God. Man of God.
Go ahead.
You was right up my alley. But you know what? the Lord said, take a look at 18 gotta go with that, man. You was all in my Kool-Aid.
and then wait, because it correlates. Let's walk up and down this thing. Can we possibly? Can we walk up and down this thing real quick? I need you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, not even 4, 5, because we're going to deal with chapter 4, but I've got one verse in chapter 5 that's going to correlate with Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, all right? That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to read these verses, 2 Corinthians 5, we're going to put a pin right there because we're going to go through it in a minute. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. All right. Okay. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. We already read it. As y'all can tell, as Apostle Love say, we already chomping at the bit. We ready to go. Listen, the Bible says, and Isaiah 43, I'm going to read in the King James first. Apostle, can you go ahead and read it in the Amplified when I get finished?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Amen. And out of the Amplified, it just says it a little bit differently, but it kind of just turns it around a little bit. Verse 18 says, do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. It just turned it around, but just put emphasis in a different area. Verse 19, Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to read from Revelation real quick. And the last scripture, Prophet Barnes is going to read the last scripture that's going to going to make you think about some things. Listen, Revelation chapter 21. Apostle, we're going to Revelation chapter 21, because we're going to go ahead and just talk about these. We're going to give them the scriptures so that we can go ahead and talk about these things. We're going to talk verses 1 through 5. 1 through 5. 1 through 5. I'm going to ask Apostle that you read this one in the King James, and I will read it in the Amplified. Because I just hear something in your voice when you read these verses of Scripture.
Amen. You ready for me now?
I'm ready for you now.
Amen. Revelation chapter 21, King James, verse 1 through verse 5. And verse 1 reads, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Verse 2 says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Verse 3, "Heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Verse 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Verse 5, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." The word of God is blessed.
Hallelujah. Look in the Amplified. That reads like this. It says, "Then I saw a new sky or heaven and a new earth, for the former sky and the former earth had passed away, vanished, and there no longer existed any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, all arrayed like a bride, beautified and adorned for her husband. Then I heard a mighty voice from the throne, and I perceived its distinct words, saying, See, the abode of God is with men, and he will live. He will encamp, tent among them, and they shall be his people, and God shall personally be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, and mourning, nor grief, nor pain anymore. For the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, See, I make all things new. Also, he said, Record this, for these things are faithful, accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy, and true, genuine." My God. My God. Well, let's go ahead and tie this all together. Let's tie this all together. Let's tie this all together. Prophet 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. That's the scripture I want you to read. It's the reason why. So just read.
All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. And in the Amplified, that reads, therefore, if any person...
Now, that said, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous, moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What the Lord shared with me when we began to deal with these with this barrage of scripture was simply four words: a season of change. Now, most times when people start hearing, when people hear a season of change, the first thing they want to think of is some little catchy preaching slogan so that folks can start singing and hooping up and down, talking about, you know, I'm changing this and I'm changing that and all these, I'm changing all my haters to all this and all that. I ain't going there. We're not going there tonight because I'm pretty sure that everybody around us is tired of hearing all that. Yeah, we are going to be moving into some different areas, and there are some things that God is going to instruct us to let go of, and there are some things that God is going to instruct us to grab hold to. But before he instructs us to do any letting go of outside and holding on of outside, there's some inside stuff that has to be rearranged in you. That's why the Bible says if any man is engrafted in Christ, he's a new creation. You're recreated from the inside out when you're dealing with God. It's not outside in, it's inside out. So let's not deal with the external. Let's deal with the internal. We move to a place of repentance. We move to a place of newness. Listen, it says the Bible says in the Amplified in verse 17 of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians that he's a new creation. The old, previous, moral and spiritual condition has passed away. When you walk into Christ, death only takes the old part of you, the part of you that did not follow Christ, the part of you that was bound by sin, the part of you that was bound by the working of your flesh. Now, why is it that you're going here, prophet? Because it's necessary for us to understand that in order for us to be effective in the kingdom, we have to start inward. Charity or love begins at home and spreads abroad. Well, they can't begin at home with your family if it ain't begun at home with you. It can't begin with my family if it has not begun with me. So, in order for a season, for this season to change, or the season, a season of change to take place in your life, you know, there are no colloquialisms. There's only the truth. In order for a season of change to take place in your life, you have to change. You've got to change your mind about God. You got to change your mind about the way you live for the Lord. You got to change your mind about standing up for God. You got to change your mind about standing with God. You got to change your mind about the way you love. because you got to love unconditionally. You can't reach, and not you as in I'm pointing fingers at you. I'm saying you as in we, because I'm talking to me first. I'm not even getting on y'all. I'm talking to me. I have to learn how to love unconditionally. I have to learn how to love people who don't respect me. I have to learn how to love people who don't have my best interest at heart. I have to learn how to love these people, because greater love has no man than he lay down his life for his friend. Well, if I'm gonna be a friend to you, I gotta be able to look beyond the flesh, because God's love is not flesh. We have so long in the body of Christ learned how to love the wrong way. From the pastor on down, we have learned how to love the wrong way. And then when we come into the truth of Christ, we have to rearrange everything. So then we're in a place of starting over. Well, that's the season of change right there. You got to start over. It's time to start over. Yes, we're going into a new Julian calendar year, and people are starting to make New Year's resolutions, all of these oaths. We're swearing all of these oaths when really you're just lying. You're just lying to yourself, and you're lying to everybody else, because most of the oaths and swears that you make, you don't follow through with them anyway. And that's not to condemn you. It's not. It's just telling the truth, because I've done it for many years. I had to stop doing it because I had to realize I was lying to myself. Not to say that your intentions weren't good. It's just the fact that, you know, you're human and it happens. I'm human and it happens. But what I'm saying to you is, in this season of change, change your mind. Don't make an oath. Don't just talk. Do. Faith without work is dead. If you're gonna call yourself making a resolution, walk in faith. Don't make a resolution. Walk in faith. Just resolve yourself to walking in faith. Walking in the love and the peace and the joy and the long-suffering and the goodness and the gentleness and the faith and the temperance and the meekness and the patience of God. God said he's doing a new thing. It's a new Israel and Hebrew had that song out. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. Well, that fresh anointing is going to give me a fresh mind and a fresh heart so that I can walk into the altar, up to the altar and go, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Apostle, I'm moving out the way. Amen, Apostle. Amen. So I'm just saying, until Apostle has moved back till we get that in resolved, we're going to move back into the place of resolving ourselves to walk in the faith. It's a new season of change. Prophet, what you got to say about it?
Bless the Lord. I was led to the book of Genesis. Book of Beginnings, and when we begin to talk about the new year, of course, in the first chapter and about the 28th verse, let's go back to the 27th verse of Genesis. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. We begin to talk about being engrafted in God. It was an image that God created before time. God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus got together, and there was an image that God wanted to create pertaining to us. And it is an image that we must uphold, and that's why we get back into the presence of God, the repentance, It's by his spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. And his spirit is image. God is spirit. And those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So we begin to talk about this image or this newness of life that is found in God, but it's by way of spirit. But we begin to talk about the changing of the mind. The body doesn't change. The body changes because you work it out, because you begin to eat right, to do the sit-ups, to run in place, or the jogging. It's the physical activity that brings about change. And so, therefore, even pertaining to your spiritual life, there are things that you need to do. The Bible says about you praying in the Holy Ghost, that you build up your most holy faith. This is a spiritual principle. And then we even begin to look at the fasting and praying. Some of these things only come out by fasting and praying. These are spiritual principles. And so how can we come into the newness or come into the light? We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, a city on the hill that cannot be hid. How can a city hide if it is lit up? But then we can also go back to Genesis and we look at darkness being on the face of the deep. And that's more than just God being where he was. No, darkness still resides on the face of the deep because there is no light. There is no illumination. Or the we are, the spirit, the breath of God. God blows into or blows on a thing. And so when we begin to talk about the newness of God, the light of God, or the breath of God pertaining to our minds, we want to look at the image of God. But then when we begin to talk about charity starting at home, what I was led to was the fruit of the Spirit. And the prophet talked about the fruit of the Spirit earlier. But to truly walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and the Bible says against us there is no law. Well, in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the 28th verse, it says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. And so what are we talking about when God is saying being fruitful? It says be fruitful and multiply and replenish. But it first starts with the fruit. God has already blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Because we were created in his image and his likeness. And so coming into the mindset or the newness of this new year or the newness in the relationship or the cut commitment that you will have with God is going to cause you to image to come into the image and the likeness of God, but that causes you to come out of yourself. It's truly you being able to come outside of your mind. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It was a song I thought about a rapper not too long ago, and we said the song, and it was a catchy phrase, but he said to get our minds right. It was Master T. Now, if a rapper, we thought he was just, you know, he had the gold teeth and jumping up and down, get your mind right, get your mind right. And all the while, the more I began to look at what he began to talk about pertaining to getting your mind right, it was about order. It was what he had shown on the outside, but what he had on the inside. We didn't know Master P had went to college and graduated with a 3-point something at UNLV. We didn't understand it. We didn't know that. We saw the outside image of the rap culture. We seen him with the hat on and the jumping up and down with the guys and then with the gold teeth in his mouth. But he was college educated. And so there was an outside personification, but there was an inside aligning of order. And so his son followed and went to college, went to UCLA for 4 years and graduated with a degree. And so there are things pertaining to the order of God, pertaining to us being created in his image and his likeness and us being fruitful. It all comes back to order. And what is the order? The order is this, that we belong to God, that we're supposed to be fruitful, and multiply and then replenish. But how can we multiply? And we have multiplied out of ignorance. And we have replenished, but the replenishment has brought about wheat and tear within the harvest. So when we look at the fruit, a lot of the fruit is rotten, is spoiled. And these are the sacrifices and the sacraments that we bring to God because we don't have our minds right, because we have not checked our spirits, because we have not been in constant repentance. We have not ever been before the Lord, knowing that the Lord is omnipresent. He is everywhere at all times. The Bible says that men will have to give an account of the good and the evil that they do. God see it all. There's nothing that we can get away from or that we can hide from to where God don't see us or God don't hear us. We will have to give an account for every idle word. This continues to bring us back to the newness because it causes us to check ourselves. Okay. It's always about self-check. Okay. And it's self-check as unto God, as unto the scriptures. And it's not that I could do it in my flesh, but it's me needing the Lord. You know, God blew into my nostrils. He blew into men's nostrils, therefore making them become a living soul. And so us becoming a living soul only was activated by the breath of God. So it's the God essence in us that even allows us to walk, to live, to move and breathe and have our being, is that we continue to get back and go back to God. And it's like the profane things continue to come out because we don't submit to God. We don't resist the devil, and he doesn't flee from us. But this is scripture. And then at the same time, being able to align it in our natural lives and being a witness, because that deals with us being fruitful. We look at the not so much the perfect, because the first word pertaining to perfect is about never being or having done anything wrong, and that's not us. But the second definition for perfect, it calls for maturity. And so God wants us to be mature. And so how can fruit mature over time? Fruit matures in seasons, and that's why we're coming up on a new season. We're coming up on a new year. And so this season is not the last season. There is some pruning that has to be done to the trees for these fruit, for the leaves. We are those branches. You have to understand that there is pruning coming, but we do have to understand about the fruitfulness pertaining to our minds, our mindsets, our mouth, our words. And there were a couple of things, and I'm going to give it over to Apostle after I say this, that happened pertaining to the promised land. When I look at Moses and I look at him walking with the children of Israel out of the wilderness, you cannot walk out of the wilderness. You have to be led out of the wilderness. There was no way possible that you will walk out of the wilderness experience in your life except that you be led. And therefore, God is raising up the men and women that he have called upon in these hours. We have to understand this and be mindful of this. You will see, hear, know, and understand the anointing of God in these men and women of God that God are raising up, that are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not heady and arrogant, but strong in the Lord and the power of his might. They wandered because of disobedience. Murmuring and complaining, they died in the wilderness. Don't be found murmuring and complaining, being disobedient. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And so there are things that have to be done. But then I look at even the leadership, because even the leadership has to be, everything has to be tried by the fire. Let's not be mistaken about this. Moses saw the promised land but could not enter into the promised land based on his mouth. calling the children of Israel a brood of vipers, striking the rock and not speaking to the rock. Be careful about the disobedience of not hearing God clearly and carrying out that which you would want to do. This is not that season. This is not that hour. And so there are things that have to be done. And there is a language that needs to be spoken in this promised land. And it's by us studying the word of God and getting together that we will know, hear and adhere to the word, that we become fruitful. Then we can multiply. And then we replenish. So we can subdue and then have dominion. Amen, Apostle.
Amen, amen. Men and women of God, we implore you to be taking some notes tonight, because we really want you to be able to receive the fullness of where it is we're trying to go. We're coming into a new dispensation of time. We're coming into a new thing, and we're talking about a new thing. And I am so blessed. We are so blessed. God is just making sure that we get everything that we need. And we had another one of our founding members of the Warriors of Christ House of Prayer Church International come by the sanctuary to partake with us. He's my brother. He's my cousin. Again, he's one of the founding members of Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory. And he is basically the organizer of the Word to the World Ministry. And he is none other than Evangelist Anthony Mitchell. And I'm going to have him greet you in the way that only he can. Amen.
Amen.
God bless, God bless, God bless. It is a pleasure, an honor, first off, to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to come into the house of prayer to worship and praise, to study, to glorify God, and to correct, convict, and love the truth of God's word. There's no doubt in my mind that God's word is going to go into the highways and into the byways, the lost and the found, the saved and the unsaved. We need another beginning. We need an awakening. And in that awakening, we will begin to understand that the word of God tells us to reach out in love to the drug addict, the alcoholic, the backbiter, the gossiper, the ones that's fallen, the ones that have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes, my brother and sister, we need an awakening. We need to declare the word of God to the Muslim, the Jehovah's Witnesses, to the Baptist, the Methodist, the Apostolic. We need the word of God to go out and do what God said his word will do. If we stand on his word, if we make ourselves available to do everything that the Lord say we can do, we will have victory in Christ Jesus in saving the lost souls. You see, the greatest fear in the body of Christ is that the word of God will not do what it said it will do. Can I say that again?
Amen.
The greatest fear in the body of Christ is the fear that the word of God will not accomplish what he said it accomplished. See, we are the head and not the tail. There's too many members in the body of Christ that don't believe God loves them. There's too many believers in the body of Christ that don't understand the matter is set and it's a done deal. It's a done deal because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You know, it's an honor to be sitting in the presence of Apostle Clark Richardson and my brothers in the ministry. It's a pleasure to stop by after all of the invitations that I've had to tune in, to come and join in. Well, God is good, because I was on my way somewhere else and was led into this place. And I'm just going to glorify God in every way that I can. In every way that I can. Right now I would just like to read a couple of verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 12. I'm reading out of the King James Bible. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not deceive. Neither fornicators, the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, wait a minute, homosexuals, nor abusers, sodomites of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. As such were some of you, but you are washed, but ye are sanctified, where ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. You see, brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility to live a holy, sanctified life, because we've been justified by faith.
Hallelujah.
In the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
We've already been sanctified and justified. We've been washed with the blood of Jesus. It's not that Jesus died for all our sins for nothing. He paid the price. And in order to honor and glorify him, we have to live up to the expectation of being the kings and queens, the ambassadors for the Word of God. And doing that, we have to have on the look of Christ, the lifestyle of Christ, that the outside world could be drawn just to him. We're not being drawn to each other. Although the first step is accepting Christ, if we love him, we have to love one another. And that's the change that's needed, to break the denominational walls, to break down the Baptist wall, the Methodist wall, every wall that's a wall of oppression, every wall of unsanctification, unrighteousness in our minds and in our hearts. And as a matter of fact, you know what? The only power that can break all those things is the power of love.
Hallelujah.
If you began to tell the devil, ha, ha, I love you, he's going to begin to run because he can't stand love. He loves division. But in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our God is love. Our God is peace. Our God has put in us everything that he is because of his love. God bless you. God bless you, Papa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as I get ready to turn over, you know, first of all, I just really praise God for this is more than just my brother. He's a cousin. He's a friend. He's responsible for so much of what God has placed in me by just pointing the finger and just coming by making sure that I did what thus said the Lord. And I'm going to say this thing to you. It says, I write not these things to shame you. Of sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. God has all through his scriptures tried to warn us and put us in a position to understand that he wants us to be, to know the truth. And we've been bamboozled, we've been hoodwinked, we've been placed in a position of trust, from our pastors and those that were our leaders, and sometimes they've led us astray. And even the Word of God has warned us against that. And we're here as the a warfare hour to give you weapons of warfare, to give you what it is that you need to be able to handle tomorrow and next week and week after next, to handle those day-to-day things that goes on in your life. And sometimes we give you some controversial stuff because we need to give you the truth. We need to give you the stuff so that you can not have a burden on you, that you can understand that this is stuff that is going to hold you and hinder you from being all that you can be in Christ. We love what we're doing, and we'll magnify you as those that are followers of Christ to be to put yourself in a position that your body is a living sacrifice. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to the man of God. We thank Evangelist Tony for being with us. As I say, he's one of the founding members of the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International, and he is the originator, and he did what God said when he organized the Word for the World ministry, which he is the organizer of. Amen. We're going to go ahead and turn it over again to Prophet Corey because he got something. Then we really got to get some prayers going. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name.
Well, we recognize we're having a little technical difficulty, but, you know, God is still in control. We're not going to allow anything to get in the way. And we see and we recognize that regardless of whatever the enemy may try, whatever he may attempt to do, he is not going to succeed because yet again we continue to say failure is not an option. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Tony coming through. Good to see my brother. We came together and God anointed us and bound us together as brothers, and we thank God for that anointing that he has placed on us that we can go out into all the world compelling people to come to Christ. For the Bible says that he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Can we continue? Can we get back to the menu? Hey, man, we're still talking about a season of change. We're talking about a season of change. We're going to get into some more controversy, as Apostle loves to make sure we understand. We are talking about some controversial things. We do, and it's our assignment. Because if you read the Bible and you read about Jesus, all Jesus talked about was controversial things because he was speaking the things that were not told by the traditions of men. So we're not going to talk about things that are told by the traditions of men. We're going to talk about the Word of God. And the Word of God reads in Jeremiah chapter 23, starting in verse 1. Prophet, I'm going to want you to read this in the Amplified when I get done. I'm going to read it in the King James, and you read it in the Amplified when I get done. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you haven't figured it out yet tonight, we are so excited and about just the name of Jesus because he has been awesome and wonderful to us. Listen, the Bible reads in Jeremiah chapter 23, starting in verse 1. The Bible reads, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." So I emphasize that because I want you to understand, I'm not saying that's what God said. That's what God said. Verse 2, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel,
against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will, verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah 23, the 23rd chapter. Woe to the shepherds, the skillful leaders, who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastures, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for and feed my people. You have scattered my flocks and driven them away, and have not visited and attended to them. Behold, I will visit and attend to you for the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries to which I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold and pastures. And they will be fruitful and multiply. We just got through talking about that, and we talked about the green pastures. And I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they will fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither will any be missing or lost, saith the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Behold, amen, amen. Just to put a little bit of emphasis, we want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And Apostle, I would request that you go ahead and read out of the King James, and Prophet Barnes is going to read out the Amplified. And I'm not going to tell you where to stop, because you already know what the Lord has spoken to you.
Amen, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Let no man so account of us as... wait a minute, I'm in 1 Corinthians, so give me a second. And I'll be right there. There we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, that's back in Genesis, y'all, I had to throw that in there, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Verse 9, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Verse 10, always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Verse 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death. For Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. And I'm going to stop there because I know we've been all over the place, but I'm going to just stop right there, verse 1 through verse 11. Hallelujah. The word of God is blessed.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have Prophet Barnes read 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 11 in the Amplified. Amen. 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 Now, I'm gonna work this out real quick. I'm going to work this out real quick. Listen. Amen. The Bible reads in the Amplified, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The Bible reads, it says, therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, granting us favor, benefits, opportunities, and especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion. We have renounced disgraceful ways, secret thoughts, feelings, desires, and underhandedness, the methods and arts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily, to practice trickery and cunning, or to adulterate or handle dishonestly the word of God. But we state the truth openly, clearly, and candidly. And so we commend ourselves in the sight and presence of God to every man's conscience. Verse 3, but if our gospel, the glad tidings, also be hidden, obscured, and covered up with a veil that hinders the knowledge of God, it is hidden only to those who are perishing, and obscured only to those who are spiritually dying, and veiled only to those who are lost. My God, today. For the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds, that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ the Messiah, who is the image and likeness of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves merely as the servants or slaves for Jesus' sake. Verse 6, for God, who said, let the light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts so as to beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God, as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ the Messiah. Verse 7, however, we possess this precious treasure, the divine light of the gospel, in frail human vessels of earth, that the grandeur and exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be from God and not from ourselves. Verse 8, we are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassment and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. Verse 9, we are pursued, persecuted, and hard driven, but not deserted to stand alone. We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed. Verse 10, always carrying about in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the resurrection of life of Jesus also may be shown forth by and in our body. Verse 11, For we who live are constantly experiencing being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evident through our flesh, which is liable to death. We just said a mouthful. Basically, what we have in front of us right now is an understanding, and I'm gonna say this real quick, and then I'm gonna ask Prophet Matthew to read off these definitions dealing with season, so that we can wrap this thing up for right now. But we are dealing with one thing in front of us. Our ministry or service. Because if we truly understand what ministry is not more than just service. It's just service. We serve. That's who we are. When you look at a minister, our job is to serve. Serve the spiritual needs of the people on this planet. That's it. Our job is to compel you to come to Christ. And upon your acceptance of the blessed sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our job is to service your spiritual needs. That means we ought to pray for you, counsel you, make sure to hold you accountable in every way that you would walk in the righteousness of God all the days of your life, that you would be born new, as Prophet read earlier, that you would become a new creation, that the old things in your life, the old sin and all this in your life would be cast away, would be considered dead, and that the newness of life in Christ would be yours. We have an awesome work ahead of us, because there are so many people who are still plugged into this world system, and our job is to get them out of the matrix that is this world system, to unplug you from this world system by telling you the truth. Nobody ever said the truth was going to be easy. Nobody ever said was going to tickle your ears. Nobody ever said the truth was going to be good to your taste buds. But I tell you this, the truth is going to nourish you. The truth is going to hold you up and energize you. And more important than anything else, the truth is going to make you free from the obligation and oppression of sin. Pastors are out here leading people to death because they are preaching lies. They're preaching people. We're not preaching Christ anymore. We've taken Christ out of our preaching. And if Christ be not glorified, then our preaching is in vain. We are not preaching if Christ is not resurrected. If we don't preach the resurrection of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and we don't preach the glory of Christ, and we don't preach that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, we are not. I'm through with the colloquialism. I'm through with the catchy sayings. I'm through. I'm just going to tell you what's true. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And guess what? Whether you want to or not, sooner or later, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. If you dare call yourself a minister and Christ is not glorified in your ministry, then stop it. Stop killing yourself and other people. Because God is going to raise up a standard of preacher, a standard of pastor, a standard of leader that is going to lead his remnant, his flock, his chosen, to where he is designed for us to be. Because he is going to preach Christ glorified. Prophet, read those definitions. We're done. Yeah. We're gonna read this. Matter of fact, you know what? We'll worry about that next time. Why don't we do this?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go forth in prayer, Prophet? Why don't we go forth in prayer? So that we can close this thing out.
All right. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this season. And we thank you, Lord, for seasoning us in this season with grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your kindness, your compassion toward us. Lord, we know that we are created in your image and your likeness, and you blessed us. You said for us to be fruitful. Lord, we desire to be fruitful in our minds and in our hearts. In our spirits, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the love that we need to appropriate within ourselves, knowing that it is because of your tender mercy and your loving compassion that we are not consumed. So, Lord, we ask, O God, that we receive the fullness of your love, not just healing, O God, but we ask for wholeness. Lord, allow us to be grateful in the name of Jesus. Lord, you touched the lepers, but there was one that came back and gave you thanks, gave you glory. Allow us to be those in the name of Jesus that would receive wholeness in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us for where we have erred, from the leaders on down in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God, for every sin that we have committed. We repent now in the name of Jesus, even as leaders, and we repent for the leadership, O God. We are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. And so, Lord, we repent for being a stubborn bride, a disobedient bride, out of order in the body in the name of Jesus. Lord, I call forth order in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Every area where the body needs to be aligned, O God, in the name of Jesus. We call alignment. We bind every dysfunction in the name of Jesus that would try to set up shop in the body of Christ. We bind every premature movement that would come before time in the name of Jesus that would allow us to have autism, O God, that would allow us to be mildly retarded in the name of Jesus pertaining to the body of Christ. That's the mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the headship. We pray for the leaders tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do a new thing in the minds of the men and the women of God, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing. We ask, O God, that you would forgive their sins, heal their land, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cover them afresh in the blood of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so I apply the blood of Jesus to the body of Christ in particular, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when we open our mouths in this season, you fill it, O God, in the name of Jesus. And where we have spoken what we wanted to speak, where we have spoke because there were laughing or tickling ears, O God, in the name of Jesus, we repent, O God, in the name of Jesus, for trying to become that sign and wonder, O God. And only out of our flesh and not out of our spirit. Because it's not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit. And we know that we are a sign and wonder, but it's when we submit to your will, to your way, O God, that you get the glory. Yes, we reign with you, but we have to understand, if we don't receive the cross, we don't get the crown, O God. And so allow us not to forsake the cross that we are to bear. In the name of Jesus, that we are to bear one another's burdens, that we are to forgive one another, that we might be healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask, O God, that you would be the God of Israel,
that you have been, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and how you have watched over them and you have kept them because they are your chosen, oh God. And so we thank you, Lord, that we are adopted. We are heirs. We are joint heirs in the name of Jesus. And so we come, oh God, because we're family, oh God. You are our Father in the name of Jesus. And we call you Abba. This is not a distant relationship. We know you, Lord. And we repent of everything done in this year that didn't please you, that didn't bring you glory. Every action, every movement in the name of Jesus that turned our flesh against you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We repent, oh God, for not having fresh prayer lives, oh God. For not having fresh worship in our mouth and on our lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bringing you stale praise, oh God. I repent. We repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of flesh. We are the righteousness of God, the glory of God, because of the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, forgive us, oh God, for not understanding that we are seated in heavenly places. We are seated in heavenly places, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the supernatural, the super that you have put on our natural, the anointing that you have given us, oh God, to reside in and to walk upright before you. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to stand us up, oh God. Ah, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for standing up in us. We thank you, Lord, because you are the lifter of our heads. You are the lifter of our hands in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for hearing us in that secret place. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness toward us. Even in our unfaithfulness, Lord, we repent for our unfaithfulness. Even the most sanctified of us, we repent, oh God, because you are faithful. And you are true, oh God. We repent, oh God, for being on Facebook and not being in the book called the Bible, not knowing your word. So quick to hear and say quotes and to type quotes, but not spend time with you, oh God. We repent afresh in the name of Jesus. Not being living sacrifices, presenting our bodies, oh God. We repent afresh in the name of Jesus. Knowing that our bodies are to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, to God, to God, holy and acceptable to God. And it is the reasonable service. It is the least that we can do. So, Lord, in this season, in this year, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the three-strand cord that is not easily broken. We make new covenant, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fresh covenant. We are not covenant breakers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will not defy or defile the scripture. We will not defy or defile the name of the Lord, the law of God that keeps us, that upholds us. We will not offend the name of God or the Holy Spirit. Lord, quicken our spirit. Strengthen our innermost parts, oh God. Build us up where we are torn down and strengthen us where we are weak. We submit to God. We resist the devil and he flees from us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every lying tongue that rises up in judgment against us, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage and the stand of the Lord in his righteousness, of his righteousness. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so tonight, we honor you and we bless you. The mighty blessing. Well, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Lord, in loving kindness, you have drawn us. So allow us to draw in loving kindness. behind it. In Jesus' mighty name, protect the men and women of God. Give us traveling mercy when we go out. We lose war ministering angels with flaming swords of fire in our cities, in our homes, in our ministries, over our wives, over our sons, our mothers, our daughters, our children, over our businesses, in the name of Jesus, to go before us and to kill everything that's not like God, in the name of Jesus. The enemy will run. He will flee because we continue to submit to God. And we are empowered by the blood of Jesus. We bless you tonight. And we say season's greeting in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to now allow for announcements. We just praise God for the blessings that have gone out. If you go ahead, if you have any announcements, and then if there's any time left after that, we'll open the lines. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Blessings from Kingdom Builders International. As the Word of God says in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron. So man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Thank you, my powerful brothers in Christ Jesus, for bringing that mighty word for us tonight. Kingdom Builders are having so many things going on right now inside of the ministry. And I'm going to tell you just about a few of the things that are going on with Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International. Every first Saturday of the month at 2 o'clock, we have our monthly empowerment. And where they're going to be at each and every month, I will bring you further information in detail. And 6 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer line. So powerful, so mighty. 6 days a week at 5 a.m., being an early riser, it is so worth getting up for, greeting the Lord each and every morning as he meet with us. The move of God is so mighty on that line, on the intercessory prayer line at 5 a.m. Please join us at area code 218-895-0280. And the entry code is the word PRAY. That's 7729. Again, 218-895-0280, and the entry code is the word PRAY, 7729. So join us 6 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can also meet with us on Kingdom Builders Daughters, KingdomDaughters.org and KingdomBuildersPlaza.org. Those are the two websites. If you like to have a Bible or you don't have a Bible and you need a Bible, we can give it to you on MP3, or we can actually send you the handwritten Bible. So give us a tweak on Kingdom Daughters. Hit us on the website at kingdomdaughters.org, kingdombuildersplaza.org. We're looking forward to you. Please give us a prayer on those. We love hearing from you. And we also have our youth internet broadcast coming through Kingdom Builders International, and 7 days a week here on Blog Talk. We're featuring different hosts and different ministries, bringing the Word of God, as you mighty men have tonight. And we have the prayer petition for prayer to get back in our schools. So we're signing papers. We're getting them to the state. We're getting them to the school boards to put prayer for prayer to be back in our schools. God knows we need it. God knows our children need it as we continue to pray for this petition to be passed. And our biannual apostolic prophetic conference is coming up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. April 25th, 26th, and 27th of 2013. We are looking so forward to this event in the Detroit, Michigan area. Further detail I will bring to you. And again, you can look on our website for more information. In October 2013 as well, our prophetic conference and accessory conference is coming forth. So please grab a friend, grab family members, and come out and join us. for that prophetic conference, that Mighty Move of God. We also have streaming television going on at Kingdom Builders International. We also have our Kingdom Teens Internet radio show. A powerful move of God. Look at God in our internet. I mean, in our teens on the internet radio line. God is moving so mightily with this ministry. Hallelujah. We also have our seniors Bible classes on Wednesday at noon. God is just covering every aspect of this ministry, every aspect of this people's needs through this ministry. Praise the Lord. And if you'd like to sow into this ministry, we believe that this ministry is fertile ground to sow into. This ministry seeks to do the will of our Lord and Savior each and every day. Your contribution will help us in the efforts within the kingdom, which is the kingdom of God. And as the Bible says in Luke 6 and 38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Before you send your seed, pray over it. And believe God to give it back to you in good measure. May God bless you all a hundredfold for even your desire to give. And I thank you, brother, again for bringing the mighty word of God. And those are our announcements this evening from Kingdom Built International Ministry. God bless you.